This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
And welcome to the alternative media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, December 21st, 2019. We're in hour one of the broadcast. 2019 is almost over. It's flew by for me personally. Let me say Happy Christmas and Merry New Year, 4 days away from Christmas. Oh, wow, we've got so much to talk about. These 2 hours is going to fly by. I've got clips to play, more news than I'll ever be able to cover. So much has happened. And before we get into that, I just wanted to say great job last week, Georgia Peach. I thought it was a very informative and interesting broadcast. She really done a good job. I know there was a few technical issues in the beginning, but you really didn't notice it on the archive. And if you missed that one last week, you might want to go to the archive and check it out. Also, with that said, yesterday, Don Advo on Stormfront 12-2019. Really interesting commentary, Don Advo, yesterday. You may want to check that out. And also, I understand the day before that, Fitch had an excellent broadcast on Thursday night. I was going to listen last night or the night before, I can't remember, but the archive wasn't up. I understand it is now. But anyway, hadn't had a chance to listen to that one, but I'm going to. So let's get started. You know, I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on the sham impeachment, but I am going to tell you, I've got one clip to play of a representative on the House floor that mainstream media would never play. And we'll get to that in a second. I haven't seen this much truth spoken on the House floor since they railroaded Jim Traficant into jail. And then later, I believe they murdered Jim Traficant. But anyway, I was watching the day they voted for the impeachment.
Everyone, greetings at Valley Ridge.
And before I get into this, let me put everybody's mind at rest. I understand Trump, Shabbat, Lubavitcher. I understand that this may all be the scripted intent of the direction they want to go, that this all...
Everyone, at Valley Ridge.
This may... Ken, did you say something? Oh, okay. I just want to make sure my Skype wasn't going out on me. Okay. I understand this could all be intentional and done by design. We know they were saying impeachment the day it was inaugurated. So I get all that, but it doesn't... That's really beside the point because we have to discuss the reality that's in front of us. So... And you know, I don't think Donald Trump done anything that warranted being impeached. I get all that. I mean, this is completely ridiculous what they're doing, but it's great that they're doing it, is my point, because this is polarizing the entire nation. This is grabbing up the citizenry by the scruff of the neck and forcing them to take a firsthand look at the complete mask-off tyranny and cesspool of corruption that is Washington, D.C. Okay, so... Even though I don't think Donald Trump did anything that warrants impeachment, and I think it's the flimsiest, most ridiculous impeachment we've ever seen, that's good. Now, I was watching the day they voted on impeachment, which was Wednesday, I believe, and they were debating the issues, and it would be like a minute and a half for the Republican and a minute and a half for the Democrat. And I sat there and watched that for about an hour, and it was just surreal. It was just surreal to see the completely opposites and these Democrats having the audacity to wrap themselves in the Constitution, to wrap themselves in the flag, and act like they care so much. The party of open borders, the party of post-birth baby murder, the party of bring in the illegals and give them free health care and let the native population pay for it. And this party has the audacity on television to frame themselves as people that care so much about the rule of law, care so much about doing the right thing. I mean, it's just in your face hypocrisy beyond belief. And I loved it. I'm glad the people here, and I know I live in a Republican hotbed, the people here are seething. The people here are pissed off. And the people here are fighting mad. And it's a beautiful thing. I mean, this is, to me, and I know people, I know there's hosts on this network and others that think that, you know, going toward a revolution or a civil war is a bad thing. But in my mind, there's no other scenario that that paints a picture of success, that paints a picture of possible winning. Voting certainly has had its pitfalls. And, you know, I've heard the argument, well, Donald Trump gets in 2020, he's going to start locking them up and blah, blah, blah. Sean Hannity preaches that nonsense 3 hours a day. I'll have to see it to believe it. So, without spending a lot of time on the sham impeachment, on the hearsay hearings, the most flimsy, ridiculous, and, you know, Pelosi, mistress of the swamp, saying that she may not send the articles. That's even better. That even shows, I hope she don't send them. I hope they drag this out and it just looks like a cesspool of corruption that it is. Because there is a lot of people that are taking note on what is happening here. And they don't like it. I think this Donald Trump presidency, whether you love him, hate him, or somewhere in between, has done more to bring people to the table of realizing the situation that we're in. And I know Rabbi Trump, we're going to get to the his executive order with regards to anti-Semitism that happened. We're going to get to that. But I think it's bringing people to the table more so than anything since 9/11. 9/11, you know, woke a lot of people to something is drastically wrong in this country. And I think this scenario serves to do the same thing. So with that said, this is Representative Clay Higgins from Louisiana. Now, before we play the clip, I want to set the table just a bit here. Before he spoke, he put up a big map of the United States. And the majority of the map's red, and it's got some blue dots here and there. And what he's showing is where the Trump voters were at in the 2016 election and where the Hillary voters were. And, of course, it's, I don't know, 80% red, 75% red. So when he's referring to the map, just remember that he's standing in front of a map of the United States and it's about 75-80% red, which if you look at that map, if this thing was to break loose, It really gives you a moment of hope that you know, this thing could be taken back through those means. I'm not advocating violence. I'm only talking about scenarios that are being put forth, the possible outcomes from the situation in which we find ourselves that are being completely produced for us by the Republicans and the Democrats and the lapdog prostituted media that is trying every way it possibly can to frame this sham impeachment as some sort of, not a sham like we see it to be. I mean, no prosecutor would take these ridiculous obstruction of Congress, which, you know, Congress is just a laughable a joke to everyone now anyway. And abuse of power. Abuse of power is an opinion. It's not even in the Constitution. So anyway, I wanted you to hear, just to give you a flavor of the sham impeachment, something that NBC Nightly News with Lester the Super Cuckold would never play for the people. And I'll tell you something else. We're going to get into what's going on in France. No coverage whatsoever in the United States of America of a huge story that's been breaking for 4 days out of France. We're going to get to all that, but here we go. This is Representative Clay Higgins from Louisiana on the House floor a couple of days ago. Ken, please play video one.
The gentleman is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have descended into the belly of the beast. I have witnessed the terror within, and I rise committed to oppose the insidious forces which threaten our republic. America is being severely injured by this betrayal, by this unjust and weaponized impeachment brought upon us by the same socialists who threaten unborn life in the womb, who threaten First Amendment rights of conservatives, who threaten Second Amendment protections of every American patriot, and who have long ago determined that they would organize and conspire to overthrow President Trump. We don't face this horror because the Democrats have all of a sudden become constitutionalists. We're not being devoured from within because of some surreal assertion of the socialists' newfound love for the very flag that they trod upon. We face this horror because of this map. This is what the Democrats fear. They fear the true will of we, the people. They are deep establishment D.C. They fear. They call this Republican map flyover country. They call us deplorables. They fear our faith. They fear our strength. They fear our unity. They fear our vote. And they fear our president. We will never surrender our nation to career establishment D.C. politicians and bureaucrats. Our republic shall survive this threat from within. American patriots shall prevail. Mr. Speaker, I yield.
The gentleman yields back.
I reserve.
All right, there you have it. That was Representative Clay Higgins. How about that? He's in the belly of the beast. I mean, these people are becoming woke. You know, that's amazing to hear this kind of discussion on the House floor. And you know, think about it. They impeached, which their very own Feldman, the Harvard professor that they had come and speak at the I guess was that the Schiff or the Nadler? I can't remember, but whichever one. I think that might have been Nadler, but their very own witness now says that if they don't send the articles of impeachment to the Senate, it's not really an impeachment. So I hope they hold them. But think about this. Contrast this. Think about this. These articles of impeachment for not giving foreign aid to the president of another country, who the very president who would be the victim, him and the country, has said that nothing was done wrong. He didn't feel pressured. I mean, they can't even find a victim. No prosecutor in his right mind would take this to court. But contrast this. They impeached Donald Trump for that, but they didn't impeach Obama for Fast and Furious. They didn't impeach Obama for Benghazi. They didn't impeach Obama for the IRS scandal with Lois Lerner, where she was denying 501c3 status to conservatives and Christians. No impeachment for those high crimes and misdemeanors. But this sham, yeah, that's an impeachment. So I just wanted to make those points, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time. Breitbart's got the story. Rush Cut does it 3 hours a day. Sean Hannity and probably host all over Rents and RBN. So we're going to move on from that. But the more foolishness like this they do, the more polarized it makes the nation, the more seething it makes the citizenry, the better I like it. So Fulosi, just keep it up. Nadler, Schiff, just keep doing what you're doing, and let's see where it takes us. Now, my source on this is lawenforcementtoday.com. I know a lot of people have been covering what's going on in Virginia. I don't know if they've got into it quite this far. So here we go. Again, this is lawenforcementtoday.com. Earlier in the week, we reported on how lawmakers over in Virginia were threatening to use the National Guard if members of local law enforcement refused to enforce laws passed in the state they felt violated the Second Amendment. Well, it looks like Tazewell County isn't going down without a fight. On top of calling themselves a Second Amendment sanctuary county, they're also crafting a militia as well. Now, this is on the county level. Keep that in mind. It's not just a band of merry men saying they're going to create a militia. This is the county itself. The Virginia County has taken the movement that has swept across the state and added an element that is sure to trigger pro-gun-grabbing politicians in the state. Just this past Tuesday, on December 10th, the Board of Supervisors from Tazewell County passed two different resolutions in light of the controversy circling those who are pro-gun. The first resolution declared the county to be a Second Amendment sanctuary. This is not at all surprising to see, as the writing of this, 76 out of 95 counties. Now, it's well over 80 now, but 76 out of 95 counties. Listen to this. I had not heard this part. 9 out of 38 independent cities and 13 towns have now adopted Second Amendment sanctuary resolutions. But the second item on the agenda was the proposition of establishing a countywide militia. When both of the resolutions passed, the crowd cheered loudly in support of the decision. Also, the resolutions didn't exactly pass by a small margin. The votes were unanimous, with more than 200 citizens standing by in support. The motion of the creation of the militia had already succeeded in an unofficial way based on the results of a survey conducted earlier in the month by county officials. But the board chairman, Travis Hackworth, said people have persisted to press for the district to declare itself a Second Amendment sanctuary. Hackworth went on to state that there were three attorneys on the Board of Supervisors. Many of the other declarations made from the other counties in Virginia were closely checked by the attorneys to ensure nothing important would be glossed over or left out. I'm reading all this to let you know they're taking it real serious. Two of the biggest factors in the resolutions such as these can be boiled down to funding and prosecution. The resolutions in Tazewell County would remove funding for any law enforcement department that would infringe residents' rights to keep and bear arms. Yes, if the state wanted to combat the resolutions, they could deny the county funding in areas other than law enforcement or perhaps attempt to evict public officials from their held offices. Those are rather valid fears, considering this week's warnings from Northam and Congressman McEachin. In Northam, you know, that's the governor of Virginia when he's not running around in blackface. The Constitution of Virginia reserves the right to order militia to the localities, therefore counties, not the state, determine what types of arms may be carried in their territory and by whom. So we are ordering the militia by making sure everyone can own a weapon. Thus, if anyone from the state tries to remove the sheriff from their elected office because they refuse to enforce unjust laws, those state officials will be faced with a lawful militia composed of citizens within the state. You haven't seen this one on the evening news, have you? The county is taking their militia element very seriously as the new ordinance calls for concealed weapons training for any resident of the county that can lawfully own a gun. They've also called for schools to start adopting firearm safety training programs. Considering the blue wave that hit the state along with Bloomberg pouring in millions toward the elections, this is a massive win that shows gun owners aren't going to lie down. And as they're pushing to ramp up safety and training, officials within the state are trying to get rid of personal defense. And if that's not bad enough, that's that they're going after firearms, they're going after self-defense measures as well. Man, this is far out, isn't it? An amendment to a current law in Virginia has some martial arts companies as some citizens concerned. Known as SB 64, the bill, according to self-defense company, would instantly transform all martial arts instructors into criminal felons. They also claim that it would criminalize all firearm training classes, including concealed carry classes. Remember, this is from lawenforcementtoday.com. According to the SDC, the law would even criminalize a father teaching his own son to use a hunting rifle. The law, which was initially passed in 1987, relates the following. A person is guilty of unlawful paramilitary activity punishable as a Class 5 felony if he teaches, demonstrates to any other person the use, application, or making of any firearm, explosive, or incendiary device, or technique capable of causing injury or death to persons, knowing or having reason to know or intending that such training will be employed for use in or in furtherance of civil disorder. Assembles with one or more persons for the purpose of training with, practicing with, or being instructed in the use of any firearm, explosive, or incendiary device or technique capable of causing injury or death to persons intending to employ such training for use in or furtherance of a civil disorder. But SB 64 adds the following language to that. Assembles with one or more persons with the intent of intimidating any person or groups of persons by drilling, parading, or marching with a firearm, any explosive or incendiary device, or any components of combination thereof. According to the article in Natural News, the language of the bill, as written, is too wide for open interpretation, especially in a state that appears to be going hard left like Virginia. We recently published a couple of the stories on new confiscatory gun laws that are being proposed in Virginia state legislature. On the break, back in a moment.
Been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back on the alternative media. This is Radio for Truthers and for the masses that still believe the lie. Now, you know, if the people wanted their guns grabbed so bad, if they wanted these kind of laws in place in the state of Virginia, then why would over 80 counties immediately rush to deem themselves sanctuary, Second Amendment sanctuary counties or cities or towns or what have you? Now, a lot of the people in Virginia are posting videos speaking about this. And I'm going to play one for you here. This is a gentleman from Virginia posting a video discussing his views. And I just want you to think, when you listen to this, this is a young man, look like he's about 20, 22. And I think this is where they missed the point. I think this is their Achilles heel. There's not hundreds of these young men. There's not thousands of these young men. There's not tens of thousands of these young men. There's millions of these young men. And I'll tell you how I know, and I'll tell you how you know, and I'll tell you how they know. What they saw come together at Charlottesville scared them to death, and that's why they're still demonizing it to this day. That's why they're still going through it with a fine-tooth comb, trying to find people to put in jail. Also, coming up, I'm going to We'll get into Jacob Goodwin. He's been moved, apparently, from my understanding. I'm knocking on the door of having it lined up for his mom to come on here in the next couple of weeks. Should have his mom on 15, 20 minutes update. But I'm going to be giving out his and James Fields' addresses during the broadcast. So if you want to have pencil and paper ready, I think it'd be a good time. Mail a Christmas card. It don't matter if it gets there late. New Year's card. What have you. But all right, back to this. We're back to Virginia. This is a gentleman in Virginia posting this video with regards to this law, SB 64. So here we go. Let's play video two, Kim.
Hey everyone, Redenix of Valor Ridge. I just recently read an article from BearingArms.com. The synopsis of the entire article is that you have a state representative in Virginia who has threatened to deploy the National Guard against communities that have adopted Second Amendment sanctuary resolutions. That includes county and municipalities. This is a threat from an elected official against the citizens of that state using military force and might and equipment that you pay for with your own taxes to disarm you of your Second Amendment right recognized in the Constitution and guaranteed by God and given by God. Now we've got a major problem here because now you have threats and they're not veiled. They're direct threats. I believe that when representatives do this, they cross the line. This isn't just against the citizens of Virginia. This is against the citizens of the United States of America. And if you think people in Bell County, Kentucky, or Claiborne County, Tennessee, or Lee County, Virginia, are going to tolerate that kind of stuff from happening, you are sorely mistaken. This is no different than General Gage deploying his troops at Lexington and Concord. We're going to disarm you, and we're going to use the military to do it. Tell me what the difference is. One is a decree. It's a decree by Parliament. It's a decree by the Virginia legislature. And if this legislation was so popular, if this legislation was so needed, then why have over 80 counties and municipalities adopted Second Amendment resolutions? Go look at the map. I'll even put a link to Gun Rights Watch, and you can see all the counties there that have adopted such resolutions. There's only 90-something counties in Virginia, and over 80 of them already have adopted Second Amendment sanctuary resolutions. So popularity is not on their side. So in short, what you've got are representatives advocating for up-armored Humvees, APCs, fully automatic weapons rolling right there on Wilderness Road. That's not going to be tolerated. It's not going to be tolerated by law enforcement in this community. It's not going to be tolerated by the citizens in this community. And I want to know if that state representative or the governor of Virginia himself will be at the head of that column. Will they be the one leading that assault? We are living in times where you may not have thought it would ever happen in your lifetime, yet here we are looking tyranny right in the face. We're looking at it just like our ancestors did. And having ancestors that fought right there in Virginia in the Revolutionary War, and not only the militia, but the Continental Army, I can tell you straightforward that my ancestors were willing to fight for that soil once, and I'm more than willing, to assist the citizens of Virginia when the time should come. This is Reed Hendricks of Valor Ridge reminding you, the lessons that we learn are written on the tombstones of others. We'll see you on the ridge.
All right, there you have it. That's just one. I mean, what they're doing here, and I know when we're going to get phone calls in the second hour and we can debate this and people's going to have varying opinions, and I know people think, this thing breaking loose into some sort of civil war is what they want it to happen. Maybe that's the direction they want it to go. Well, maybe they think they want it to go that way, but maybe they don't want it to go that way as bad as they think they do, because I'm here to tell you, if they impeach Donald Trump and they put some sort of super cuck in and they try to do this thing statewide or nationwide coming after the guns, I think we're in for a bloodbath revolution. I think there's that gentleman right there. There's millions of them. People are taking note. They're seeing. They're becoming woke to this mask-off tyranny that RBN listeners knew about 10 years ago. And, yeah, maybe these people are playing a little bit of catch-up. But, hey, it doesn't matter to me how it happens as long as it happens. It doesn't matter to me what it takes to get these. I don't care how bad it has to get these people woke up to do something about this. Because if we don't do something about this complete cesspool of corruption that is Washington, D.C., and the direction that they're trying to take this nation, and, you know, we talk about it every week on this broadcast, the degeneracy and immorality that's being shoved down our throat in this country constantly by the media and justified and glorified. Then I'll say it again. We're all destined to live in a all-day gay parade. Here we go. Law student interrogated by FBI. What could it be that he did? Expelled over It's Okay to Be White flyers. A student who posted It's Okay to Be White flyers outside of a building at the Oklahoma City University of Law was expelled and interrogated by the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force. How about this? This is coming in from the American Mirror. .com. Can you? This has been one of the most interesting events we've seen take place. Is the It's Okay to Be White flyers? We'll go into this story on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Alternative Media Affair. I'm back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer, S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Am I good, Ken? Am I good? Okay, hey, that's fine. I love that song. All right, so we're back to law school student interrogated by FBI, expelled over It's Okay to Be White flyers. Now listen to this story, okay? This comes from the Oklahoman, which is a newspaper. The OCU police director, Bill City, said the male student was already on suspension from the law school and was not allowed to be on school property. The student violated the terms of his suspension when he posted the flyers on the door and exterior of the law school building on the night of October 31st. Now, if you remember back to Halloween, I was telling everyone this was planned to happen on Halloween night. Jim Roth, the school's dean, sent the perpetrator a letter informing him of his expulsion. The culprit, who remains anonymous, was serving a prior suspension for his Tinder profile, which stated, hold on for the horror, a preference for a girl who hasn't been with a black guy. That's what he had on his Tinder, and he was suspended for having that on his Tinder. Wow. Think about that for a second. What about his right of pursuit of happiness? What about his right of self-determination? And of course, we know you have absolutely no right of freedom of association. You have violated the terms of your suspension, which prohibited you from entering campus grounds. Now, he was again suspended and not allowed on campus grounds because of putting that on his Tinder site or whatever. Okay, the university is in possession of evidence clearly demonstrating that you entered the university grounds on October 31st, Roth's letter read, based on a preponderance of the evidence pursuant to the terms of your suspension and according to university policy, you are hereby expelled from Oklahoma City University School of Law, effective immediately. The letter reiterated the student's ban from campus and threatened legal action if the student ever comes back. If you ever come back here after doing something so horrible as putting up a flyer that said it's okay to be white. Because we all know it's not okay to be white, okay? Get that through your head. You surf, you knave. Roth also issued an ironic public statement praising students who ripped down the posters and notified the school officials. They are the heroes. They are the good guys. The ones that came along and saw, I can see them seeing the flyer. Ah! Like, you know, Dracula does when you hold the cross up to him. Oh, the horror. Oh, I need counseling. Someone get the therapy pig for me to pet. I'll never be the same. I saw it. I saw it directly with my eyes. I read it. It's in my mind. Oh, I'm scared. What kind of world are we living in? The clowns have taken over the asylum. The inmates have run amok. Well, here it comes. You've been waiting for it. American taxpayers continue funding border walls in the Middle East. American taxpayers are once again being forced to subsidize border security measures in the Middle East as part of the latest government spending bill. While construction for barriers at the United States-Mexico border receives explicitly less than $1.4 billion in fiscal year 2020, foreign countries are again sweeping up billions more in U.S. taxpayer money to strengthen their border walls. Here you go, Mr. Taxpayer. The spending bill, which is set to pass the Senate, and it did, provides Jordan with more than $7.3 billion to be used to help the country enhance the ability of their armed forces. So we're giving more money to Jordan, actually about five times as much as was allocated to the border for our own border wall, which, you know, every time Trump tries to do it, some federal judge strikes it down. He can't even use the Pentagon budget. I mean, it's completely laughable, ridiculous. But why is it the mainstream media doesn't tell us that we're giving $7.3 billion, just flushing it down the toilet, to the armed forces of Jordan to increase or sustain security along its borders? That's what that money's for. And an additional $500 million is allocated to help security along their borders, giving $500 million just for border security. Another $1.2 billion is available until September 2021 to enhance the border security of other nations such as Lebanon, Egypt, and Tunisia. How about that? This is the latest and least the third conservative year that American taxpayers have been forced to pay for border security enhancement in foreign countries in the Middle East, as Breitbart News has reported. Meanwhile, U.S. Border Patrol caught more than 851,000 border crossers crossing illegally into the nation in fiscal year 2019, 115% increase in illegal immigration compared to the year before. So, you know, skyrocketing under Trump. The one of the main issues, people went out and voted for him, and it's skyrocketing under Trump. Federal immigration officials estimate that only about half of all border crossers are caught, indicating that potentially another 851,000 illegal aliens successfully entered the country undetected by Border Patrol. All right. Wow. Unbelievable what this country does. Well, here we go. We're going to offer some relief from the impeachment spectacle grinding on in Washington. Senator Rand Paul has released his yearly Festivus report. This ought to be lead off the evening news, but it never will. Chronicling the outrageous but sometimes comical spending habits of the U.S. government, whether it's funding costly studies on the mating calls of the Panamanian frogs, spending millions to improve the quality of television in Moldova, or bankrolling Peru's Green New Deal, Washington has found a number of creative ways to blow through tax dollars. In an epic airing of grievances inspired by the TV show Seinfeld, Rand Paul pulled no punches on the federal spendthrifts, calculating a shocking $50.4 billion in waste over the last year, equal to the combined yearly tax bill of over 6 million Americans. The report takes a journey through the budgetary black hole to see where the hard-earned money ended up. Though few would dispute the value of scientific research, some of Washington's spending decisions in that area have been questionable, to say the least. One study published in March, funded by the federal agencies to the tune of $466,000, analyzed the mating calls of frogs in Panama. The study found that city-dwelling frogs called at a higher rate than their counterparts in the forest. An interesting find for the researchers, no doubt. Another study carried out this year, this time of human mating habits, devoted $1.2 million in government funds to understand how people interact on dating apps. Amongst its groundbreaking findings, app users put greater effort into pursuing more desirable mates than ones they find less desirable. Wow, well, you don't say. An additional $51 million in tax money was dispersed to researchers in Hawaii tasked with sifting through Google Scholar to review existing literature on climate hazards. Again, the report asked, given America's skyrocketing debt and deficit, was it really necessary for taxpayers to foot this bill? In an effort to bring East European countries' TV industry up to international standards, which I know is an urgent matter, the U.S. State Department blew $2 million in Moldova this year, in part hoping to combat so-called Russian influence on the airwaves. Now, this thing goes on and on. I just wanted to give you a little taste of it. RT.com ran the story. If I remember correctly, Ron Paul used to do this at the end of each year, the Festivus report. And now Rand Paul is carrying it on as well. And it's just so ridiculous. I mean, it's just a trip through the absurdity to read that, and I don't see how anyone can feel good paying taxes into this oppressive system that funds all of this, just flushing the money down. Could you think if we didn't waste so much money on the military and on foreign aid to all these countries and on all this illegal immigration and legal immigration that we put up with, bringing all these people here and putting them on the welfare dole, could you imagine what we could really do for our elderly, what we could really do for our veterans, what we could really do for our children that can't afford housing in this country, that can't afford an education in the country in which their parents and grandparents and great-great-grandparents built and have paid into for generations? But no, these Republicrats and Democrats, these complete sellout traitors in both party and the executive branch as well, fleece the American people and then push all this money. And you know, this money is being embezzled in ways we can't even imagine. I mean, Tucker Carlson was doing the story. We're giving like $4 billion to the Afghan military. You know, we've seen this over and over. It ends up funding our enemies, which is by design. That's what they want it to do. That's why they do it, to continue these endless wars in these countries, which we have no national security interest in whatsoever. But yet, it continues. Now, I wanted to get this in quickly. this is I'm going to be giving out Jacob Goodwin's current address and James Fields too, if you'd like to mail them a letter. Now, Jacob Goodwin was moved, and I've done a little looking, and he's been moved to the Augusta Correctional Center, and I'm just going to read this to you. It's off of prisonpro.com. It tells you a little bit about the prison itself, okay? Here we go. Augusta Correctional Center is a closed custody prison located in Craigsville, Virginia, that opened in 1986. It has the capacity to house 1,222 level 3 security adult male offenders who have been sentenced to life and multiple life sentences. Well, Jacob Goodwin got 8 years. Offenders in a closed custody facility have a large amount of restriction and are confined to their cells most of the day. Inmates at this facility need to have served at least 20 years of their sentence. Jacob Goodwin's, what's he been in? A year, year and a half? Or have less than 40 years remaining to their release date. Well, I guess he does fit that one criteria. Offenders are located at this facility can only be transferred out to a less secure facility if they have had no disciplinary behavioral issues for at least 2 years. So what I'm trying to say is, it looks like, you know, he was found guilty of, I believe it was aggravated assault. I mean, we're not going to rehash the whole story. Everybody here hopefully knows it. But I find it very interesting that this is the facility they chose to send him to. He doesn't even fit none of the criteria that they say this facility is created for. But there shouldn't be any surprise. They let people on the jury that took part in the riot. They let people on the jury that were members of Black Lives Matter. And then they denied his appeal and claimed that that sham of a trial was somehow legitimate. So here we go. If you want to write this down, Jacob Scott Goodwin, inmate number 1931215. And Goodwin is Goodwin. Jacob Scott Goodwin, 1931215. Augusta Correctional Center. Augusta Correctional Center. Anyone that's writing or can't do this at the moment, is feel free to email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com, and I'll send this information to you. The address for the Augusta Correctional Center is 1821 Esta Line, and I'm going to spell that for you, Estaline. Valley Road, so that's 1821 Esteline Valley Road, Craigsville, just like it sounds, Virginia, 24430. Craigsville, Virginia, 24430. Okay, and here's James Fields. You know, it's the end of the year. You got Christmas cards or write a letter. You know, might mean a lot for the situations that we're discussing here. James Fields, he's actually, believe it or not, I looked into this, James Fields actually in a much lesser restricted prison, it looks like, than Jacob Goodwin. Offender ID 1403892. 1403892. He is at the Green Rock Correctional Center. Green Rock Correctional Center. The address for that is 475 Green Rock Lane. 475 Green Rock Lane. It's Chatham, Virginia, which is C-H-A-T-H-A-M. Chatham, Virginia. 24531. You know, I would not have had a problem if James Field had been charged with some sort of vehicular manslaughter or maybe even third degree murder or something like that. And you know, because of what happened, if I'd have been on jury, I'd have found him not guilty, because I think he was under attack, and it was he panicked, and there was no intent here to kill. But to be convicted of first degree murder and then hang all these hate crime charges on him and give him double life, which actually the first reports was like 38 life sentences, but 28 life sentences, I believe. But and then like 451 years. I mean, come on, give me a break. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. So anyway, if anybody has trouble with that, didn't have time to write it down, whatever, you can email me at thealternativemedia@yahoo.com, and I'll be happy to send that to you. Now, how about this? Wouldn't you think this would make the news? Well, if you had real journalists and you had real news instead of fake news, well, it most likely would, right? This is coming in from MSN.com. So the mainstream media actually knows about it. They just choose not to report about it. A confidential trove of government documents obtained by the Washington Post reveals that senior U.S. officials failed to tell the truth about the war in Afghanistan throughout the 18-year campaign, making rosy pronouncements they knew to be false and hiding unmistakable evidence the war had become unwinnable. How about that? That's not news in America. All right, we're coming up on a break. You're listening to the Alternative Media Fair, and back in moments.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
All right. in the studio saying I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. Now, I'm running down this story, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it because I know you all know it. What a waste these wars and we've been involved in. Got a question here. Chatham is C-H-A-T-H-A-M, Virginia. Chatham, C-H-A-T-H-A-M, Virginia, 24531 there on James Fields. And, you know, I can't think of anyone that probably needs a it doesn't have to be a Christmas card. You can write a letter. You can do whatever you want to. But probably not anyone that needs one much worse than a young man like James Fields. You know, I think about it every day since all this has transpired. Every day it crosses my mind what it must be like for Jacob Goodwin, who apparently they've and like I say, I'm trying to line it up. I think we're knocking on the door now. Thanks, Michael, for sending me this information. I think we're going to be able to have his mom on soon, and we'll get an update and make sure everything I'm telling you is correct. Now, back to the Afghanistan war. The documents were generated by a federal project examining the root failures of the longest armed conflict in U.S. history. We've just poured billions into this big waste. And, you know, the media, again, we have no legitimate media. That's why we have the alternative media. That's why we have RBN. That's why we have... There are so many podcasts and websites now, it does my heart good. I mean, the genie's out of the bottle. I think they can shut down and shut down, and unless they turn off the internet, I don't think they'll ever get it shut down now. They include more than 2,000 pages of previously unpublished notes of interviews with people who played a direct role in the war, from generals and diplomats to aid workers. The U.S. government tried to shield the identities of the vast majority of those interviewed for the project and concealed nearly all their remarks. The Post won release of the documents under the Freedom of Information Act after a three-year battle. In the interviews, more than 400 insiders offered unrestrained criticism of what went wrong in Afghanistan and how the United States became mired in a nearly two decades of warfare. Well, let me clarify here. This wasn't done accidentally. This was done intentionally. That's what we do. I mean, you know, for us to go around the world and have the audacity to try to tell everybody else how to run their governments and how to run their country and how to run their militaries, and here in this country, taxing and fleecing the native population and forcing us to keep up this gigantic welfare state, and all the while just pissing money away by the boatloads into these foreign wars and giving, I think I was told this week there's like 260 countries. I thought there was only 180 nations, though, but there was a gentleman was telling me, I hadn't had time to fact check it, that there's only about 20 or 30 countries in the world that we don't give foreign aid to. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but I would certainly believe it. But anyway, this report come out, and it goes on to say that if the American people knew the magnitude of this dysfunction, 2,400 lives lost, they would be appalled. Since 2001, more than 775,000 U.S. troops have been deployed to Afghanistan. Many repeatedly. Of those, 2,300 died and 20,589 were wounded. And that blood is on these sorry-ass politicians' hands that created this nightmare.
Razor, and I walk the line on that silver blade. Slept in the dust with his daughter, eyes red with the slaughter of innocence. And I will pray for her. I will call her name out loud.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.